and you're ready to rock and roll. If you're ready to rock and roll, we're ready to rock and roll. This
here
is
we go.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show here, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you, it's popping off here at Boston. A lot of Coronas in the air tonight, Giuseppe.
Live from the tall ship here in Boston, and I got to tell you, a little bit breezier than I expected, Bob.
Wind is going to play a factor today, but we're battling. And how about the people in front here battling?
Yeah.
We love to see
absolute warriors in the front row. I tell you
it's a beautiful thing. Rocking and rolling here at Tall Ship. We got a big old guest appearance tonight, but before we go into anything, City of Boston.
Yeah.
Got to tell you something, Joseph. I've loved it.
It's a special place. I'll tell you right now, my first time being out here, and I got nothing but love for the City of Boston. It's an absolute powerhouse. We were at Fenway Park on Wednesday.
Fenway.
Now, you know, I know you're a Yankees guy, but even you got to admit that ballpark is special. That was
it is.
An experience to
and
say
I'm actually going to double down, and I hate to say it, as a Yankee guy, Boston, in a way, and you got to call a spade, it's a cleaner New York.
It's super nice, man. It's unreal. And I'll tell you what, like, we have just experienced the best that it has to have. Now, in the last 2 days, we're at the U.S. Open.
Correct.
Which was absolutely unbelievable. We were with Corona Premier in their tent right on the 18th.
Or what?
I mean, I tell you what, we were on the 18th fairway in that tent. I had no desire to even leave.
They had a spread out for us, and I was there for the first 15 seconds of every single spread. Every time they did three different spreads that came out.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a tent before. It changes the overall experience of a golf tournament. If you can get yourself in a tent.
Yeah.
Having the food there, having the drinks, and then you go walk around. We did a little bit of a heckling.
Yeah.
I thought we had a ball.
It almost kind of interferes with your experience because you don't want to leave. There's, you know, at one point there was thunderstorms, and I was just so nestled up in there. I felt great. They had the TVs everywhere. I mean, they could not have been more accommodating. It was amazing.
And as you can see now, we're nice and nestled up, and talking about affecting the experience, I should probably have my headphones on here.
Yeah,
but
that might be the play there, Bob.
Anyway, we are rocking and rolling, and I did say that we have a very special appearance tonight from what's really kind of turned into the crowd favorite.
Yeah, in many ways, absolutely has.
You can't blame him. A presence like no other, and really, really making a name for himself. We're going to get into golf picks, and we want to bring this guy in for golf picks. Before we even bring him up for that, though, I will say, I've put out golf picks throughout the entire year, and I don't think I've hit one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. Now, you hit the basketball the other day.
I did.
Which needs to be addressed because I think we acknowledge when we're really cold. But every once in a while, we do hit. We do hit when we need to. But the golf picks have not gone your way whatsoever.
Golf picks have been awful. And then to throw it on top of that, from the time Giuseppe D arrived in Boston, this man is the coldest gambler, not only in the city, on the planet. And it's not just
bad.
It's not just bad beats. I mean, it's not just bad picks. It's the way that you're losing.
Yeah. I had a real bad one last night with the Red Sox. I had under 10.5 runs. They were up 6-1. Ninth inning, two outs. I was ready to have my celebratory drink. And
you know what bothers
me? It all came crumbling down. It was.
Not even the drink. You had a nice lobster tail in front of you.
Yep,
and
I did.
You had the bad beat. Lobster tail comes out. You couldn't even enjoy your lobster tail. And the way you were breaking that thing down, it looked like you just lost.
I took it out on that poor lobster. Yeah. I took the loss out on that lobster. But in some ways, it actually helped me overcome that because that was a bad beat, and I'm not placing another bet, so no golfers need to be worried. I'm not going to jinx anybody. I'm not putting anything on anyone the rest of the time I'm here. I'm going to let that ship sail.
Now, we're not making good picks at all, and we're still going to give our picks, but the guy that we need to save us, the guy to get the picks done, and fellas, ladies out there, I want you to give a warm round of applause for the one, the only, the Enigma. Put your hands together for Fat Perez, ladies.
What a, one in a million.
Put it together for the big fella. Where is Mr. Perez here? Can we get a little? There he is. There he is.
There he is, folks.
And now,
The fan favorite, many would say right now, Bob.
Without a question. Look at this.
Now, we don't have a seat for Perez, so he's going to have to stand. Well, he's going to have to get past a little bit of... Whoa, I mean...
Joseph, you're going to have to scoot him.
he took a cheap shot from our producer here. What did he say out of the game?
He said he's at the same level as us. He didn't need a bar stool.
I was like, do I need to lean down a little bit when I'm standing behind you guys? Like, actually, you standing are at the same height as I'm sitting down. Take that one right on the chin.
They're big old chairs.
Yeah, they are. I'm a short old guy.
They're big old chairs. Perez, your thoughts so far, U.S. Open, what did you think?
Awesome venue. Crazy good golf course. Great piece of property. Boston fans, like you guys were saying, are unbelievable. The vibes out there were fantastic. Wind's picking up. Things are getting tight. Scores are going down.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough finish.
Numbers are going down. Scores are going up. So we've got some serious chalk at the top of the leaderboard now. I think Rahm's up there. Zalatoris is up there. Morikawa's up there.
Who do you like? Who's your dog? If the fine people here want to place a wager on someone to win.
This could move the line.
This could move the line. It could.
Very well move
the line. What do we
like,
Perez?
This guy's ready to hammer on Perez. Whatever Perez is betting, he's about to go hard. So do it right.
Something like this, major championship, conditions start hurting. I want the guy that's been there before, a guy that's clutch, a guy that's got a solid putter. And when I think about all those things, I think about a guy like Jon Rahm.
You know,
wow. Yeah, reigning champion.
I know. And I think, I think he's got what it takes. I think, he's a grinder. He's a bulldog. I don't think this stuff's going to get in the way with that guy.
I am watching.
It's going to be close.
I'm watching the Jon Rahm bets go in now, and I'll tell you something right now, Perez.
You better get it in now because it's dropping.
You better make damn sure that you hit that thing. You really, really did.
Yeah.
And I thought that you were possibly going to go with our guy, and I do like the Rahm pick a lot, and this is going to be a little bit of biased. Joel Damon. Big
That's
time,
our guy.
Beautiful.
That's our guy.
Big time friend of the pod.
Big beauty.
Great action on Joel Damon.
I would love to see it. I just think, the conditions pick up, things are going to get nervy out there. Putts are going to start looking a little bit longer than they are. And I really hope he does it, because then the next go around, I can say he's been there, and that's the guy to take.
And if you thought the players are struggling, there's a guy who just walked by the stage here who made his way to the bathroom that is sauced right now. I'm going to tell you this. I don't see him lasting much longer.
Now, Bob, you don't want to know who I like?
I do. Oh, here we go. Braziers, you think it's cold now, ladies and gentlemen? You wait till you get this pick. Come on. Just
now, I'm not putting money on him, but I'm going with an American because I think the U.S. Open needs to be won by an American.
Wow.
No offense to Jon Rahm or anything. I'm going to go with the guy who's been hotter than ever, because if anybody can outlast my cooling streak, it's this individual. Give me Scottie Scheffler to win.
Okay. Yeah,
I like Scottie.
All right. Wow.
I think he's in a good position.
Welcome.
And you know what? The fine people here at Boston seem to agree with me. No offense, Perez, but you got to take an American to win the U.S. Open. That's how it's got to be. That's how it's going to be. Scottie Scheffler, if you can outlast this cold streak, he's already won the FedEx standings. No one's touching him. I like where he's at. I think he's the guy to root for.
Maybe this is the one. Maybe Scottie Scheffler is the guy to break Giuseppe DL.
Or maybe he now has no chance to win this golf.
Scottie, if I just imploded your game, I'm so sorry, but...
I'm going with our guy, and I know this might sound a little biased, but there was a look in his eye yesterday. We were following him, and he was just having a ball to where I don't even think he knows he's playing in a major because he's having so much fun. Give me Joel Damon, and give me it hard. If he doesn't hit, forget about it.
Yeah.
Give me Joel Damon.
And by the way, let's show a little love to our other guy, Bo Hossler and Big Wave Dave, two unreal guys.
Yeah.
Bo Hossler, if you haven't watched the Bob Does Sports episode, came out with us, was an absolute electric factory, and really he's just the guy's guy. If you guys don't like Bo Hossler, give him a whirl. I promise you he's an absolute beauty, and I hope he really surprises the world. And he's right there,
and
too.
He's hilarious.
By the way, his caddy, Big Wave Dave, and I don't know if
Pepperdine Waves.
Go Waves. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it. He finished his round, and within 5 minutes from finishing his round, he was in the Corona tent.
Yes,
and we were just having, a ball.
It was amazing.
Big Wave confirmed, big Corona fan.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Corona, if you're listening, maybe a little sponsorship for Big Wave Dave wouldn't hurt anybody. And now for moving on to the picks, to breaking news, which I think is just going to be exceptional. Goes to show just how wild of a world this is. Josh Allen, also a Corona member, went ahead and is playing in the ACC Pro-Am.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? And he said, you know what? If I'm going to have a shot at this thing, I need Giuseppe D on the bag. So Josh Allen has reached out to Joey Coldcuts, and Joey.
Josh Allen confirmed cutthroat for Cutsy.
Big time.
Absolute legend. And this is going to be a tournament coming up in Lake Tahoe. It's going to be televised, I think, on NBC, so you'll be able to watch it at home. It is going to be an absolute electric factory. Me and Josh Allen teaming up. I'm going to be on the bag for him. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to provide for him, but we are going to be having the most fun out there. We're going to be decked out. We're going to have awesome polos out there. We're going to be the two best-looking guys on the course. I can guarantee you that, Bob.
Yeah, and I mean, I also, too, from a number, I don't think he needs a numbers guy like we were talking to him. Yeah. We're going to play a little tidbit of that. Yeah, he's not going to get a numbers guy. He wants a friend. He wants a guy that's just going to be there to guide him mentally, have a good time with, where I don't think you have to worry about much. Now, the only thing is, some etiquette things could come into play, just to keep an eye out walking in somebody's. Prez, do you worry about anything cold cuts etiquette wise?
You know, I wanted to be there because Josh Allen's my guy. That's my quarterback. But the other part was cold cuts needs somebody close. He needs a little rain. He needs a little rain in. I'm going to have some code words to have him look over me. I think it might be parakeet. Just say parakeet. Get Joe's attention. Just be like, hey, we might want to walk into people's lines, grab that flag stick. I don't know.
I tell you, Perez being a Buffalo Bills fan makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it makes no sense.
I want to see one day Perez jump through a table. In the worst way.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah, we can definitely get that done.
I think that would be absolutely hysterical. But I think, Bob, we have the live interview. If we want to play it, it's only 5 minutes, so you guys can see Josh Allen. We chopped it up with him a little bit, and he's an absolute legend. So, Ian, if we can play that, we could get that going on here. You guys can see kind of like the back-and-forth dialogue that we had with Josh. Just a real guy. I know you a lot of Patriots fans out here, so, but Josh Allen is a definite friend of the pod.
I feel like we're in Buffalo right now, actually.
I do not.
You got the win. That was the only problem with the interviews. I couldn't stop bashing Buffalo. Here we go. This is going to be the Josh Allen interview. Sit back, relax, sip a couple drinks, gotta be Corona, and enjoy the program here.
I think you have a lot more in common with me personally than you do with Joe and Bob, because Joe and Bob are living a lifestyle of retired old men, and they don't understand, like, guys like me and you have to still go out there and grind for a living. You know, you have to answer to an employer. I have to answer to an employer, unfortunately. These guys are living, you know, this life to some extent.
Since I retired, it's been 1 month. I was grinding away for the last decade. You act like I've been retired for two years.
Josh and I can't identify with that quite yet. The man's got work to do.
Oh, now I got to get into the fitness mode's got to turn up. Now we got to go into Joey Swole Cuts. We got to start like losing some weight and getting shredded. If you have a workout regime, you know, I'd love to pick your brain and see what you might have in store for me to get back in shape.
You know, I think my workout regimen might be a lot like your workout regimen there, Joe. I do a lot of curls, you know, a lot of curls.
Wow. I do got to get into golf for a second here. All right. Yeah. You decide you're going to give the nod to Joey Coldcuts on the bag for the ACC tournament here, a little pro-am action, okay?
You know, I looked at all the options that I had, and I really told myself, I want to win this thing, and who better help me win than Giuseppe? Like, nobody else. So, you know, I've been watching your guys' videos for quite some time now, and it's awesome. Been bringing me some joy, and, you know, always wanted to play with you guys and to get the chance to have Joey Coldcuts on the bag. Why not?
I promise you, Bob, I'm going to have him swinging freely. That I can promise you.
I just need a few clips. The results
will speak for themselves. All I can do is just get him in a good mentality. It's like, you know, I'm going to get him in a good headspace. We're going to be vibing out there. We're going to have a good time. And then, you know.
Couple Gatorades.
Yes. Cold, ice cold Gatorades.
Okay. I always watch these things. Like, I'm watching you in the match. Okay. I'm always thinking about, if I played in one of these things, like, there's no way I'm not taking somebody's neck off. Like, are you thinking about that?
I took someone's head off. That was a par three. It was hole four. Unfortunately, they didn't tell us there's going to be people standing on the fringe of the green. And I just absolutely domed the dude. And I felt so, like, at that point, so I'm walking up to him and he's rubbing his head. He's got like one eye open. And I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, my heart, like, legit was hurting for the dude. I signed the golf ball that hit him. I signed a jersey and a helmet for him. And I got him on my way.
I got to tell you, Pat seems like a hell of a guy. Like, would just be a good time to go out with. Like, just super down earth. And I feel like you guys totally vibe.
I freaking love Pat. And I texted him right after. I had the best time golfing with him for a couple of days and playing in the match with him, getting to know him a little better. We actually, obviously we've played against each other, but we got to hang out at the Masters 2 years ago and got to know each other there, had a great time. He FaceTimed me when we were at the Super Bowl this year. And he's like, he was at a concert. He's like, just come through. And I, you know, ended up seeing him there and we hung out for another hour and a half. And the dude is just top of the line on everything that he does. So it's so cool to kind of be linked with a guy like that. And again, for what he's done so far early in his career, it's been unprecedented. And, you know, hopefully I can start winning some of those battles with him. But in terms of just hanging out and being a dude, he's up there.
Your second year, so your sophomore year, like when you really start tearing it up, is there a time, like, is it a specific game or is it a specific time, like, where you say to yourself, like, okay, not only am I in the NFL now playing with the big dogs, but I can really, like, I'm one of the better guys out here. Like, I could really see the game well. Like, is it a specific game where it, like, kind of all hits you that, like, yeah, I can ball out here?
There's one game, I'll tell you what, it was New England my second year, where I threw three picks in the first half, tried to run somebody over and got knocked out, you know, so that was the game where I told myself, like, all right, I need to stop trying to play a hero ball, trust the other 10 guys on the field with me. And then when there's a play to be made, make the play. But that's the game, I think, where I kind of changed and shifted my entire mentality.
Okay, when you light it up on an NFL Sunday, like where you have just a monster game, okay, you go back home. Does, like, food taste better that night?
Food, the Gatorades, they all taste better right after the game, you know? So.
And so do the Coronas.
And so do the Coronas. And we go through quite a bit of them, I'll tell you what, after games. Win or lose, we still booze. That's kind of our motto.
Josh, we appreciate you, brother. And again, it sounds like we'll be seeing you shortly. And most importantly, Cutsy on the bag for that tournament's going to be so damn amazing, special. Man. You keep doing you, man. We're in your corner.
What a guy, eh? Josh Allen, what an absolute beauty. And I tell you what, he's going to be so much fun to work with him and be his caddy, and I can't wait to get to know him. And I will say this, I think you would be very remiss to say, I think you're going to see Josh Allen in an episode of Bob Does Sports very soon.
I think I think he's just about, I don't want to promise it, but I think he's just about a book job.
Wants to get out there.
From what we gathered, I think he's just about a book job for Bob Does Sports.
Yep.
And I think he would be tremendous. The thing that I couldn't get away from that I just found so fascinating, because it's my worst nightmare, is he goes into that pro-am, he was at the match, and he hit that guy right in the neck with the ball.
Yeah.
And I just find it so fascinating, because to me, that would be my worst nightmare, to where if we ever had to do a tournament or something like that, God forbid I was playing in one of these pro-ams, I look at the people that line up on the side, I just think there's no way I wouldn't hit some. We thought we were going to be playing in the tournament, and I called you.
You did. You called me, and you were like, hey, there's a chance we could play in like a day before type thing with the with these other guys. And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, I'd love to do that. And you're like, Perez, there's people everywhere. It's like, some of these shots that I hit, they're going to kill somebody. I'm like, no, Bob, like, you're Bobby Fairways. You're going to hit the fairway. Meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? He's right. He's right. One of these little slappers over to the left is just going to take somebody's head off.
Yeah, little do they know. The reason that I got the name Bobby Fairways is because I played 18 holes without hitting a fairway.
Yeah.
So Bobby Fairways isn't necessarily Bobby Fairways. But I'll tell you this, and shout out again, Corona. They are bringing in, Corona Premier is bringing in the big dogs. They got Josh Allen.
Yep.
They got Manolo on board.
Yeah, they're going for it. And really becoming like the fun face of golf, which is what I really like, because that's right on cue with what we're doing. And we just love to grow the game of golf. So anybody who watches our stuff, they know that we just want to make golf accessible to everybody. It shouldn't be any stigmas. Like, it shouldn't be, you know, only for somebody. It should be available for everybody to enjoy. It's a game that we love. It has provided us really with a new life, which is amazing. And we want that to be for everybody. Everybody should be able to go out there, whether you're a 5 handicap or you're 3
years
deep.
Oh, and there goes the guy I told you about. And down he goes. I tried to tell you, and I don't say I didn't call it. Down he goes. He's triple fisting right now. But he's having a good old time there. Look at him. look at him having a good old time. Yep, salute. I called it.
I respect that.
Yeah, that will be Fat Perez shortly.
That's a man right up. That's a, he's cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. I'm looking out at the crew here, and I will tell you this. I'm ready to really get after it with the gang.
I really am.
I'm really.
Bob, you know, I've got one thing. Boston's been great.
Sure.
This whole trip's been great. Corona's been great. Tournament's been great. But I do have one thing. There's one thing this weekend that, you know, has been less than great. And it's been rooming with cold cuts.
Oh.
And I got to get this off my chest. And I'm sorry. And cold cuts, I apologize beforehand.
Keeping but you from the dead every morning.
Look.
And the show begins.
Cold cuts, he needs his own room. Period. End of story. The guy sounds like a wood chipper. And he falls asleep so fast that I can't fall asleep before him. And it's unbelievable, dude. He keeps me up. I'm like texting you in the middle of the night, still up, and I'm sending you videos of Cold Cuts just going to town. Cold Cuts, I love you. And there's no better hype man on the planet than Joey Cold Cuts.
True.
But quite frankly, I'd rather sleep on the floor in your room with Teddy than sleep with this guy in the same bed.
Did you not go with the snoring strips?
No, I forgot them at home. But that being said, Perez, you know, you got some nerve, dude. You're barely alive half the time in the room because you're getting after it so much, you know? I've been kind of like your lifeline, getting your Pedialyte, getting you all set up in the morning.
Yeah, I had the Pedialyte ready.
No, that's got to account for something.
Well, I mean, I sleep from like 4 a.m. when you wake up until about 10. That's when I get to sleep, is once you wake up early and start firing off DMs on Instagram.
All right, well, you're not rooming with me next time, okay?
Bob, he slept like a newborn.
Bob's also in bed by 8:30. If anybody knows Bob, he's...
Wakes up in the morning. Fat Perez is sleeping great. What are you talking about? Yeah, I said he hasn't slept all trip.
And you know, Bob, you've done stuff with him. It's impossible.
Yeah, you got to get him to get the strips on.
Yeah.
Well. I think Corona's taking notes, and I think they can make the adjustment there for you.
Like I said, I'll sleep in my car.
Jeez.
I almost went to valet last night.
Yeah, can we talk about, by the way, Fat Perez going from Richmond, Virginia
that's...
to Boston. God forbid he decides to fly.
Guy is driving 9.5 hours across the country so he could stop at golf courses on the way down. I mean, the dedication, I mean, yes, it deserves a round of applause because now tomorrow we're going to fly to L.A. in the morning and Perez has to get in a car and drive across the country back to Richmond, Virginia. That cannot be a ride you're looking forward to.
No, and I set up some good golf on the way up and it seemed like such a great idea. And obviously for the love of the game. That's why we do it. But, you know, I always knew Sunday was going to come around. And now that we're close to it, I'm really regretting the nine and a half hours through pretty much every major city on the Eastern Seaboard to get back home to my beautiful patient wife.
Yeah, I... Shout out to Ann Cole. Shout out to Ann Cole. We love
you. Hope you're watching. Probably are.
Doesn't she get upset from a time standpoint to where if you fly, she gets to see you more? I feel like with as much as you drive, it takes away three, four days.
Yeah, it's not good. I think the flying is definitely her preferred method. But, you know, we spend some time on the phone. You've heard our phone calls. We get a lot done. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll see her for dinner tomorrow, probably not, and we'll have a nice meal this week.
The 36 before Fenway was maybe the most unnecessary 36.
Definitely not necessary. We had field passes to watch batting practice at Fenway Park. Perez, myself, and Bob have never been. And I called Perez before because I was flying in, Bob was flying in, we were gonna meet at the airport and drive down. And we got a little technical difficulty here. I think that's Perez's microphone. He's brushing it down there. Keep that thing above seaboard there, Perez. And so we were meeting, and I messaged Perez, "Are you coming in?" And he goes, "Well, I'm on the back nine." I thought he was playing 18. He had already played 18. He was on the back nine of 36. Had to battle traffic, missed all of the batting practice, missed the whole experience of the Fenway Tour. Meanwhile, we had the Red Sox players come up to us and recognize Bob, and they wanted to see Perez so bad that the only way I could get him on was via FaceTime. And we had, who was it, Plawecki? We had a couple guys who were...
To be in Fenway Park and to watch the players come up to us, chat with us, and then ask if they could FaceTime, to see them on FaceTime
with Perez.
With Fat Perez, to me, was one of the most incredible things that I think we've ever
You know, and I'm just going to let you guys finish because you are pretzel makers in the highest order. You spin zone every story that you've ever told. Nothing's ever the truth. You act like I knew batting practice was going to happen 2 weeks out. You told me when I was in the front nine of my second round, oh, by the way, Perez, we've got VIP passes on the field. Where are you?
You got to expect the unexpected, Perez, when it comes to us. You,
you have to expect that I'm going to get 36 in.
And by the way, Corona was rolling the red carpet, so
they've been great. I bet Corona, here's the deal. I know Corona gave you guys notice. You just didn't parlay it and pass it on to me. And then you have the nerve to say, where are you? We're on the field.
Yeah, this guy's got some nerve.
For the love of the game, you know where I'm at. I'm on the golf course. If you're looking for Perez, I'm either...
By the way, if anybody has a round tomorrow, Perez is supposed to drive home. He'll probably stay and play 18 with you. We already got to take her here, so Perez might not actually be going home till Tuesday now, if that's the case. We might have a couple takers to play around with Perez, which, by the way, if you've never played around with Perez, which none of you have, I will say it is one of the more just enticing things to do, to see this man walk up to the tee box and you think he's going to shoot a 12 on the first hole and he shoots a swift bird. It is one of the things I enjoy the most in my life. Am I wrong, Bob?
No, not at all. He is truly the most comfortable man in golf.
He is grace.
Yeah.
He is power and finesse.
I mean, even when, you know, Cutsy, you've told the story before, but even when we played Barstool,
yes,
Perez was so hungover that he started out very rough the front end. And by the way, very rough for Perez is a whole lot better than us.
Yes.
But I turned to Cutsy and I said, Joe, we got to do something because it was dead even. We just weren't drawing any blood. I said, we got to do something. Cutsy goes, you want me to talk to him? I said, yeah, talk to him. Cutsy, you could take it from there.
Well, I mean, we were like well within the front nine. I looked at Perez and he was not playing that great. I said, are you okay? And he just like looked at me like, yeah. And I kind of backed away and I was like, who am I? I am probably one of the worst golfers here. I do love the game, I'll say that. But I looked at him and then for the next three holes consecutively, if you've watched that match, it was pretty unbelievable to see. This guy just took it to the next stratosphere. And to the point where like you had Riggs and all these guys who had never knew, he didn't know who Perez was. And then 2 weeks later, it was Perez's birthday, and Riggs let him stay at his cabin in Pinehurst. And I'm like, Perez is like doing a daily nine on his putting green. So yeah, Perez, if you've never seen it, it is truly one of the eight wonders of the world watching him play golf. It is awesome to see.
It's the best game in the world, Joseph.
It is.
And now another thing that we got coming, we kind of kept it under the radar a little bit, but it's going to be dropping soon. The Jet's going to hate me for saying that's going to drop soon because now he's going to have to speed it up.
Oh, yeah.
He's watching this right now just cursing you up and down.
Yeah, he is not going to be a happy camper right now. But we do have the rematch coming with Barstool. And our good friend Teddy, actually, who everybody thought was the Jet throughout the entire round yesterday, decided to just run with it.
Yeah.
He had a ball. And here you go. You got the boot coming. Did I not see that head to toe?
Boy.
Look at our guy, Monty. Look at our guy, Monty, clearing the stage. Look at Monty. You ain't getting by Monty today, man. I'll tell you.
Monty kind of looks like Emmett Smith.
You are not getting by my guy Monty today.
That's an all-star Russian back right there.
If only I could call that as good as I call my golf picks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We would be okay. Yeah.
But getting back on cue because we got a little sidetracked. We went to Scottsdale, Arizona. We played a match against 4Play Pod. Trent was in the match this time, so it was Trent, Riggs, and then obviously Lurch and Frankie versus me, Bob Perez. We had a special guy play with us, J.J. Watt. You may have heard of him. He was our fourth, kind of an absolute just specimen, and it's going to be coming out soon. It's a great episode.
How about those moon balls that J.J.
Watt
hits,
it's the highest elevation I've ever seen on a golf. And it's not like he's even been playing for a long time.
No.
He's just so tall and he's got so much speed.
Yeah.
Like we were like at mountain backdrops and I swear he could hit an 8-iron over a mountain, dude.
Yeah.
As high as he was hitting the golf ball.
Yeah, and the way that he would take his swing, it's all out. Like he'll
violent.
Be a hunt.
Yeah. The way he plays football. It was violent.
And the watch is to where you give JJ Watt a few more years on the golf course.
Yep.
He's an athlete. I'm sure he's done. He said he played hockey. Is that right?
Yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
Oh, look at there, Jet Joseph.
Yeah, he's
Can
one of us.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Getting a, taking legend. A shift on the ice, and you're looking across the ice at JJ Watt.
Oh, man. Now, holy moly. Bob does sports video that we need, and we met up with him at the tournament. Just a total beauty. There's something about these hockey guys. I've never been a hockey guy, but they talk a little different. They walk a little different. There's a swagger
guys,
with them. Yes, that's absolutely right. Jack Eichel is just the man, and we were chopping it up with him. Jack Eichel taking on Joey Coldcuts, who was a pretty big-time goalie back in the day.
Yeah, you wouldn't know by seeing me now, but I was an athlete, absolute athlete. But let's keep it moving, Bob. I want to talk about – we have actually a fun little – we always do the top fives. Today we got a top five that I think everybody will like. Is the top five snacks that you like to have at the turn. And I think that this is a really good top five. Who wants to start? We want Perez, maybe? Not
Perez.
Okay, how about you got?
I'll be happy to start us off. So top five snacks at the turn. At five, I'm going to go with trail mix, all right? I'm going to go trail mix at five. I like something I can just kind of munch on. No, I don't have to commit too much to before I hit the tee box. Can kind of throw in some trail mix. That's going to be my number five slot. Number four, I'm going to go with a sandwich. If I'm going with sandwich, give me a chicken salad sandwich. Chicken salad? Yeah, the gentleman here is a big chicken salad guy over here. Chicken salad sandwich at four is going to be my four slot. At number three, I'm going to go with beef jerky. I love a good beef jerky.
That's a great play.
Yeah, you know what? Wow. It's not the thing that you would expect. What's that, my man? All right. Well, we got a big jerky guy.
We got a promo. I think that was a promo code.
I don't know if we're allowed to promo on our podcast right now, but
somebody's out there slinging out promo code for beef jerky. I don't hate that.
Number two slot, I'm going to go with chips. I think chips are a fantastic snack to eat on the golf course. And then number one, it's never been in question. It was always a glizzy at the turn. The hot dog at the turn, gimme, is a number one snack. Without question, that is my top five. By the way, I just put that on right now, and I think it is a sterling top five.
If you don't say so yourself.
Yeah, has Cold Cuts ever slung out a top five he didn't love?
Yeah. Cold Cuts never brought out a top five and said, you know what, I wasn't thrilled
That's
about
a
that.
Winner,
I don't think that was my best
Paul
stop
Perez,
there.
I'd like to hear what your top five is.
As long as you're asking, I'm happy to give it to you. My number five is a nut. Specifically a peanut, maybe an almond. I think a bag of Planters peanuts, the little two.
From one nut to another.
Two for 99 cents peanuts. It gives you a little energy, a little natural energy. You know, I'm a big natural guy. So I'm going with just nuts at number five. Number four, I'm going to go with a turkey sandwich.
Love that play.
I think a turkey sandwich, simple, lettuce, tomato, onion. If they've got time to toast it and I have time for them to toast it, I'll go with that, but I don't need all that. It's quick. It's easy. It gets you back. Number three, I'm going to go with the frozen or cooled candy bar. I'm going to go with the tray of candy bars.
We got a few individuals who like that, but not many. The masses are very quiet after that pick.
Do we have a promo code for candy bar?
Maybe a Snickers or a cold Snickers, a cold Reese's bar. Sometimes you need a little sugar at the turn. That's what I'm going to go with. Number two, I'm going to go with hot dog, out of respect. I don't like hot dogs. I know that's a surprise. But that's how much I respect.
Big old surprise from a big old character.
Yeah, well, you know, Joseph. I hope people can see me up here between the two of you. But here's the deal. I don't eat hot dogs, but I respect the hot dog at the turn. You have to. But my number one, my personal number one, is a pulled pork sandwich at the turn.
Wow.
I'm a southern guy. I'm from Virginia. Play a lot of golf in North Carolina. I want to give me a pulled pork sandwich at the turn.
I don't hate the list at all.
No, I don't.
Happen to really like the list. Do you remember the time, Joe? I'll never forget it. It was at Rancho Park, and we went on the turn, and they had sushi at the turn, and I walked out with sushi.
Sushi at the turn is the worst play that you could ever do. That is an absolute atrocity.
Yeah,
it was after three holes.
You know what? And they talked me out of it, and thank God they did, because I was so ready to put it down. It would have been rough. It would have been really rough.
What's your top five, Bob?
Number five. Hit me with the turkey sandwich. I like the turkey sandwich play a lot.
Sandwich play again.
I'm putting that on the board. You also got to get something to go. I love the nuts play. Give
wow,
me a
okay.
Yep, absolutely. Give me a big old medley of nuts.
Like Perez and Bob shared picks before we did this podcast here.
The only thing that I don't like though is getting the salt on. You got to account for stuff getting on the glove, and you kind of want to take something on the fly. But there's some foods that are just so good that
if you're picking one nut, what are you picking?
Cashew. I don't think cashews get.
See, I'm a pistachio guy. Give me the pistachio play.
Yeah, pistachio
play.
Takes some work. But it does. I love that play.
It does. Remember how excited you got when there was the.
There were the deshelled pistachios, and I was like a kid in a candy store. I've never seen that before. That is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my life. Is a deshelled pistachio bag.
I think cashew, Bob, it's a really great point. I think it's a disrespected nut.
A good almond never hurt nobody either.
I really do.
I do too. I think the cashew has been disrespected for quite some time.
It has.
I love it. Put salt on it. You don't have to have salt on it. Yep.
Big cashew. Number three slot.
Here, I got it. Number three, hit me with the pulled pork. Now, I know you said you don't want anything messy, but hit me with the pulled pork. There's some food that is just so good that you got to take it anyway. Number two. You gotta respect the hot dog. And Joe, after we did the 18 hot dog challenge, we have not had a hot dog since. But I will tell you this right now.
This is the clearest number one that's ever been a number one.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know Bob, this has to be his number one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The chicken Caesar wrap is a book job.
Yeah, it's
and
a book job.
There's a chicken Caesar wrap station over there on the other side that I'll definitely be hitting. I got the chicken Caesar wrap at one. Total book job. The only thing just in regards to food is I don't think we've had a good lobster roll out here. We haven't really had.
Yeah, we need some recommendations, folks. We need to get a good spot. It's our last night here. I would love a good lobster roll. Now, I had a full lobster last night, which was great. But yes, the lobster roll is something we got to do before we leave. No questions asked.
Yeah. The way you worked around that lobster is really something to behold. I'm giving respect where respect is due.
Yeah, I know my way around a couple lobster claws, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, the lobster roll, I think, is definitely something that we got to hit today for sure. I think that's absolutely a no-brainer, and then just kind of take it from there.
Yeah.
But the lobster roll is a must. Now, we're going to get into, I think we're going to do a little Q&A, if anybody wants to do a little Q&A action. And I think, Perez, if anybody's got some Q&As.
Yeah, you got to make your way there? You got to make your way down there. If anybody's got a question, put your hand up. Perez will be walking around with the mic. And then just let it fly.
Yeah, good.
We got Perez very active in this episode.
We got a few coming in here. Look at Perez is going to work. Now, you can ask Fat Perez a question, too. I mean, nothing's off limits here. You want to ask Fat Perez a question, he's all mic'd up, too. So take it by any means.
Give him a minute to get down here. This could be interesting.
There he goes. Working on down now, Perez. Working on down. Now, look at him working the floor here. Let's get Pat Perez in the field there.
He made his way down.
We're coming. I think he's going to come to Plaid right here out of the gate and then just keep moving him around. Look at this.
Just bear with him. He'll get there.
There he is. There he is. Look at Fat Perez on the field, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, here's the first question coming in here. And Perez, you're going to have to give him the microphone.
That's a great call, by the way. Where's he going?
What are you doing, Perez? Perez, that's the question right there. Where are you going? That's a question right there. Oh, my God. Somebody cut this man off.
You guys all picked hot dog. I'm going to need some condiments. What are we doing? What are we throwing on it?
What's the question? We can't hear you, my man.
What are we putting on the hot dog?
Oh, condiments for the hot dog, Bob. What do you got for condiments for the hot dog?
There's so many things that you could play with it, and I don't have an issue with any of them, but I think relish is a no-brainer, and I think mustard's a no-brainer, but number one, I'm going relish.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a ketchup mustard guy. I will put every condiment. If they have like the thing for the condiments, I'll put everything on. I'll put jalapenos on.
Yeah, you will.
Give me a little sauerkraut. I'll get wild and nasty with it. Yeah, I'll put everything on.
Come to think of it, I have seen you load the hell up out of some of those things.
Yeah, I just like it. I love a fully loaded dog. That's I'm not gonna lie.
Ketchup. I don't eat hot dogs. Ketchup. Certainly in there. I like those. If I was going to eat one, those little onions, those little chopped up onions, they always catch my eye.
Yeah, tell you, Rez, I love you working the field right now.
I feel like Tracy Wolfson out here right now.
He's like Dottie Pepper. Yeah.
We couldn't get Michelle Tafoya today, so the next best thing was Fat Perez.
All right,
we got a question. I feel like Lisa Salters.
Who's our next question, Perez? You got to work.
Keep working. Look at this. We got a lot of cues. We got Plaid.
Here we go. Look at this shirt.
Where is the jet right now?
That's a great question.
The jet is back home in sunny LA. He is working. We just filmed a ton of videos. We were in Jupiter, Florida for about a week. We did some videos with the good guys that are going to be coming out. Shout out to Garrett and Grant, awesome guys. And then of course we were also in Scottsdale, Arizona. We got the Foreplay pod. So the jet has his he's got a lot of work cut out for him. He wanted to be here, but I think he would have killed all of us. So he's there, he's working hard, and we're happy to have him there. But we'll tell him you say hi. He's watching live, so he'll see this. Shout out to the Jet. We love you.
Love you, Jet.
That's a lot of love for the Jet.
The Jet, this entire tournament's been getting a lot of love.
So where do I apply to be the next pantry boy?
Wow, look at this.
Ooh, that's a very good question.
An OG question.
Yeah, that is an OG.
So I'll let Bob answer that because I was never a pantry boy.
Look at
that with the Fat Perez.
Yeah, you got the
Fat Perez. It's a real one right here.
I saw a lot of Fat Perez merch out there. Pantry boy spot is still open. Pantry boy spot is still open. We're going to be grabbing some drinks out here after this, so you could start firing a couple things. I'll pepper a couple
Bring in
questions.
Your resume.
Yeah, I'll pepper a couple questions your way, see your take on certain things. Yeah, and then take it from. I could see the look in your eye. Yeah,
he's ready to fire off an episode right now, Bob.
I like that a lot. All right, I'm going to fire some questions your way, and then we'll go from there. And then we got one more coming here.
Hi, so you're in Boston, and you're getting a lobster roll, and it includes a beer. How much are you paying, maximum?
How much am I? I mean, well, I don't know what we should be paying. I would probably say $12, $15.
Yeah, no. I think you got to go higher, Joe, or else you're going to... Yeah.
We're next to Maine, Bob. There's lobster everywhere.
But you got it.
Right off the port, you could probably catch a lobster yourself.
Yeah, you're paying at least $20 for that lobster roll with the beer. Come on.
At bad lobster. The seafood is something that you really don't want to mess around with to where... You almost want to pay a higher amount.
Well, it also helps that we have Corona Premier giving us the beer. So, you know, the lobster roll, that's... Okay, shout out
that's
to Corona.
That's a great Corona plug. And the Corona people are very happy out there to hear that. So, way to squeeze in that Corona plug by any means necessary. Do we have another? Do we bring Fat Perez
30
back
bucks.
Up with us?
All right.
Here we go. Bring him in.
Here comes the young lady. We love to see you.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Megan. How you doing, Megan?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're a little cold, but we're braving the elements up here.
So, is Tyler Cameron, one, a good golfer, and two, that good looking in person?
Horrible golfer. Terrible golfer.
What was the question?
Is Tyler Cameron a good golfer and is he
terrible golfer. The guy is the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. He's like walking next to a sterling statue and it just shimmers like gold. But he's a great guy. He's a really good guy. I mean, Bob spent more time with him. You were just with him in Jupiter, no?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, dead serious. He's the best looking guy I've ever seen in my life. It's just there's no flaws.
It's detrimental walking with him because when you're in a group of young ladies, they come and it's like they gravitate towards him like a magnet. You're just kind of sitting on the outskirts.
He's got the full package besides the golf. The golf game is an absolute disaster.
I mean, he can't have it all.
He can't have it all. No, Perez.
We can't have a Perez game. I can tell you that much.
He can't have it all. That's for damn sure. But a damn good question,
really good
by the way.
Really good question from Megan
and
there.
Now
we
on
love
to
that.
To the next one. Perez, you're doing fantastic.
The boys in blue, how are we?
We're doing
great
fantastic.
How are you doing,
all right,
man?
I want to play a game of marry one, f*** one, kill one.
Well, we're going to have to keep PG.
We're going 7-iron, 8-iron, 9-iron.
You know what? It's a good question. I don't know if we can answer that. I would say top shelf, you're going 7. And then I would take it down the row. I would take 7, 8, 9. But the bottom line is, it's all a disaster.
Yeah.
Always has been.
You have a bad game, it doesn't matter what you're shooting, you're still playing bad.
Yeah, it's,
Bob,
it's
you'd
all
rather,
a mess.
But Bob, I would you'd say rather I would, hit a 7-iron than a 9-iron?
Yeah, probably. Clearly you disagree with me there, Fapper.
We've got some things to work on.
Yes, and work we shall.
All right, on to the next. We got some questions to go here.
Yeah, you got questions?
Hey, boys, great to see you.
Nice to see you too, man.
What's the longest drive for both of you?
Longest drive? Definitely going to be my drive you're going to take. I could pipe it about 300. I just got a brand new driver. Well, that's a really good, you know, side note because sometimes the drives could be all over. I could be hitting houses out there, you know. But when I do hit I think the long game, Bob, if you don't, you know, if you wouldn't disagree, is the best part of my game. Off the tee box, I contribute the most to the team. I can get it out there. I just got a brand new ping driver. This thing looks like the Batmobile. It's that matte black finish, the Ping G425. Awesome driver. And I think, yeah, I could hit about 300, 310 if I get a real good one. Bob's like 230.
Yeah, very humble of you, Joseph, by the way. I appreciate that. You never know what you're gonna get. You really do. I mean,
his putter though is
it's been hot. Bobby Flat Six.
And you know what they
say:
putt for show, or no, drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah,
so Bob's,
it could really go anywhere. I mean, you just don't know.
Bob, you really took advantage of that that elevation, Arizona.
Yeah,
you were hitting some bombs out there.
I did. I mean, we were on top of a mountain, so that that also helped. But yeah, you just never know where it's going to go. You never do.
Let's move along here. We got a gentleman with a real nice shirt that I like here.
So the shirt got Cold Cuts approved earlier.
Yes.
I would like to know what Bobby Fairways would say to me if I was bringing my bag out to his car.
Oh,
in the
with
morning
this fit
of a
right
round.
Here, what is Bob reading
what
the
would
fit?
The shirt be?
I mean, from the moment that you walked in, I saw you. But look, if you deliver a good performance tonight, you work the ship a little bit here tonight, then it's good. If not, then it's horrific. It's hit or miss. If you wear something like that, it's a lot of highs and it's a lot of lows, which is kind of the way Joe goes about things. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, not a lot of in the middle.
Joe wouldn't be rocking khakis with this thing.
And
either.
Yeah, the New Balance
red hot red shorts
with
that shirt right
there. You got to get the J's on your feet, my man.
Welcome into my Father's Day round tomorrow.
We appreciate you, my man.
See my wife on Monday.
Perez needs a round.
Yeah.
You got one, brother?
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Cutsy, I have no idea where to get a beef and blue cheese pizza in Boston.
Beef and blue cheese pizza, yeah. I've been, the thing is, I'm going to say this right now. I take a lot of slack. There is a young lady out here right there who told me that she loves bubblegum ice cream. I tell you what, the beef and blue cheese pizza and the bubblegum ice cream, this is all stuff I have in Canada, and you can't knock it till you tried it. And Bob and Bear Down love to give me a hard time. If you come up to Canada, you hit me with a DM, I'll get you with a good beef and blue cheese pizza. I know it sounds terrible, but you can't knock something until you try it, and that's my bottom line.
Did you guys get any Italian food while you were in town?
We have not. If you have good recommendations, come see me afterwards.
The North End.
North End. I don't know what that is. You come and tell me where to go
afterwards.
North End. All right, my man?
We keep hearing about North End Italian restaurants. So
we look like we're in the harbor. I don't know where the north or south end of it is.
Yeah, I think we need to, before anything, we're focused on the lobster roll. Before anything, before we even get into the Italian, we focus on the
lobster. It's an honor to be around FP right now. Just to be in his presence is beautiful.
Yeah.
He's,
thank you so much.
By the way,
he's a mammoth of a man.
Does anybody have a question for Fat Perez?
As goes with the foreplay guys, when's the rematch?
What's that story?
The foreplay rematch.
We've already had it, my man. It's filmed. It will be coming out shortly. The Jet is editing it as we speak.
You hear that, Jet? You need to hurry up.
Yeah, the Jet's not going to be a happy camper
scenes,
right now.
Where is he?
And by the way, if we have a question for Fat Perez is ready,
away.
Willing,
I'm
and
here.
Able.
I'm open. I'm exposed.
But yeah.
Nowhere to hide out here.
That's going
to
be coming out.
To even speak around.
No, brother. I'm just another guy. It's a big guy wearing a big shirt, my man.
I love Fat Perez performing from the field
up.
There.
Let's go.
All right, moving on.
That?
Next question. They keep rolling on
good,
in here.
I love
good.
These questions.
Two more, I think.
What's going on, boys?
What's going on, my man?
You've put out some awesome videos with a bunch of group of guys. Who do you think the best golfer is that you've played against?
Well, I mean, we
had... Best golfer.
Without a doubt, I mean, we played with Bo Hostler, so yeah. I think even to go out with him and just see his ball flight, and it's something that doesn't get talked about enough with him, just even his putting to me was absolutely insane.
It was amazing. By the way, we also played with Big Wave Dave, who is his caddy, and the guy can pure a golf ball. He is an absolute stick. He's a great guy to be out on the course with, no, Bob?
Yeah, and then after that, I think you got to give it to the good guys. I mean, the good guys are insane. They
Garrett
just...
Clark hits a golf ball flight that I could only dream of. It is sensational to watch this man hit a golf ball, and he's a kid. He's 22 years old with the world ahead of him. I am a little envious. I said to Bobby, I said, what would you do to get Garrett Clark's ball flight? And he had to think long and hard about it. I think
lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old number.
It's unbelievable.
It's a big number.
Yeah. There's a lot I would do. Nothing's off the table. Good question, though. I like
that.
Appreciate you, my man. We got a young lady here now.
For you.
It's for me?
Yeah. Okay.
A question for Perez.
Is your wife really always that pissed off?
What was the question?
Wait, I want to hear that again. I feel like it was really good. This could be the question of the day here.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah, I got to hear that again.
We missed that.
I said, is your wife really always that pissed off?
This right here, ladies and gentlemen, what you see right now, this is a big PR moment for the Pat Perez camp. He is scrambling right now.
This seems like a setup.
And Cole has hired this woman.
What I will say is my wife is extraordinarily patient, beautiful, and a very nice woman, and it is all my fault while she's always so mad.
What a great. Let's climb it up there.
Gracious young man.
Let's climb it up. And
sweet
now
girl. Sweet girl.
Great, great PR moment for thee. He delivered.
50-50 whether or not she's watching this.
Wasn't
though,
he? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I will send
Perez,
that to
you almost
her.
Want her to love. Be listening to that.
Yeah,
sure.
That was the nicest thing I've ever heard you say.
That was a fair question.
And we got one more coming up here.
You guys are big foodies. Have you guys had a Northeast roast beef sandwich yet anywhere?
No.
What was the question?
Roast beef.
It's an absolute must.
Roast beef sandwich, huh?
Roasted.
We got a lot of food to consume tonight, Bob, between Italian lobster rolls and now beef sandwiches. We got our work cut out for us.
I think we could get the job done. No, we haven't had it yet. I think now more than anything, we're focused on the lobster roll. We take the lobster roll.
Hey, now I will say this, Bob. We're going to be coming, I think, to Nantucket in July. The boy's going to probably be heading to Nantucket. So all these recommendations will be stored in the storage box. And if you're in Nantucket in July, you'll probably see us getting after it, having a good time, drinking Corona Premier down there. And so we're going to have to take these suggestions. And I'll tell you what, the roast beef sandwich, my man? Roast beef sandwich? Do they serve roast beef sandwiches on Nantucket Island?
Where are we going for roast beef?
It's going to be Nick's Roast Beef, Beverly Matthews.
Nick's Roast Beef. Yeah, okay, we'll make a sidebar to Boston.
We got a whole lot of food to consume. Let's bring Fat Perez on back up
Come
there.
Come on back up.
Come on with us now, FB.
I feel like they should play that music. Well, you know why he walks up.
Bring on back Fat Perez. Again, guys, I just want to say we appreciate you guys battling through these conditions here. And it's been a terrific time. Corona Premier, you guys are just absolutely exceptional. You guys brought us all here together. And I got to tell you, I look forward to going on out here now and really getting after it with this crew. Cole Cuts, I'll give you final words. And then once Fat Perez gets on over here, I'll let Fat Perez close it on down.
I will just say, like, for any of you guys who do listen to the podcast, it's pretty awesome to watch this thing come full circle. I'll never forget the first episode Bob and I ever filmed together. We didn't know what we were doing. We actually had a clothes hanger to hold the camera up because we didn't know what we're doing. So to come here today to this amazing venue, Tall Ship, just an incredible venue, and to be sponsored by a company like Corona Premier is just, Perez, you okay there? I'm trying to say something sentimental here, and the guy's almost throwing me off the chair. But what I'm...
Monty, kick me out of here. Get me out of here, Monty.
What I was saying before I was brutally interrupted is to see from where we were to where we are now is just, it's heartwarming. It's amazing. We love and appreciate each and every one of you guys. You are the greatest fans and followers in the world. We wouldn't be anywhere where we are without you guys. And it's it's been amazing. Shout out to our guy Ian here for setting us up. It's been amazing battling the elements. And again, I'm just going to show a lot of love to Corona Premier because they've just been so awesome from start to finish, just showing us Boston in the best way possible. Yeah. To the point where I'm ready to come back. I'm leaving tomorrow. I can't wait to get back to the fine state of Massachusetts. I love this spot. Perez may never leave, to be honest. But, yeah, thanks for having us, guys. It's been absolutely phenomenal. And, Perez, you have anything you want to finish off with?
Awesome. Just awesome start to finish. Like you said, I don't know. You did a great job there. Fans are great. Turnout's been awesome. You guys are the best. It just doesn't even seem real. It's so fun. We're having, like, I hope it comes across in what we do and everything that we do is how much fun we have, how much fun we have together doing this thing. We're just guys that are just like everybody else, just having a great time. No place we'd rather be than out on the golf course with our buddies.
And we're so happy to be able to bring that to everybody else. And we hope that we can give you a laugh and give you some motivation, some new things you can do out there, whatever it may be. We're so happy to do it for you guys and the support. And again, Corona, unbelievable weekend. U.S. Open's been unreal. Tall ships, just so great. Top to bottom, man. I mean, this is one of the some of the best few days of my life, if I'm being honest.
We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And, of course, shout out Corona. It's truly, truly been awesome. Drink up. Get warm. We're ready to get after it a little bit. Salud. That's another edition. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you out there.
Let's have a day. Thanks again.